Today, we continue our series on the legacy of Western sundown towns. Those are places that prohibited people of color and other minorities from living there. In Nevada, sundown town laws led to the development of Indian colonies that have had a lasting cultural impact on indigenous people. Paul Boger reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
It's a relatively short hike from the abandoned Central Pacific train tunnels to the petroglyphs overlooking Donner Lake in Northeast California. But it's hot, and the trail is steep, so the going is slow for the roughly two dozen kids from the Washoe Tribe of Nevada in California. It's the group's annual summer trip to swim in the lake, and the tribe's culture and language resources director, Herman Fillmore, wants the kids to get something more out of it. Fillmore asks a nearby chaperone if they remember the Washoe name for the place.
Dosh-da-ow.
Dosh-da-ow.
Stuck in between lakes.
You guys say that?
Dosh-da-ow.
Hearing the name serves as a simple reminder of how Donner Lake, nearby Tahoe, and much of the eastern Sierra have always been home of the Washoe. But it's not where these kids live today. Most live in Nevada communities the government created to separate indigenous people from nearby white towns and settlements. They're similar to reservations, just closer to urban areas. Fillmore says the kids understand the implications.
What I've seen a lot with our youth now is that they are interested in our language and culture in new ways. They are able to kind of see this colonial world that we live in through a new lens.
And for many, that brings an understanding that for much of our history, official U.S. policy sought to eliminate indigenous culture.
From the federal government's perspective, that's always at the foundation.
That's Matt Makeley, a history professor at Metropolitan State University of Denver. He wrote the book The Small Shall Be Strong, a history of Lake Tahoe's Washoe Indians. He says when the Washoe were pushed out of their native lands, the tribe was robbed of vital cultural practices, like its annual pine nut harvest or fishing in Lake Tahoe.
It is this desire to assimilate and this national kind of to coalesce around the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant identity, and hyper-patriotism was very popular, and Washoes were easy targets.
Makeley explains that it wasn't just the federal government enacting racist policies. Prior to the First World War, Nevada's Douglas County adopted the ordinance that prohibited Native Americans from being in the towns of Minden or Gardnerville after sunset, at the risk of jail time or worse. In a 1984 interview with the University of Nevada, Reno's oral history program, 70-year-old Washoe elder Bernice Alchaberry described her experience with the law.
The Indians weren't allowed in town after 6 o'clock. When the whistle blew, you had to be on your way home. If you were caught on the street or anywhere, you got put in jail.
Did you ever know anybody who got put in jail?
Oh, yes, a whole bunch of them, my father included.
Alchaberry also detailed systematic discrimination akin to what black people faced in the Jim Crow South.
Well, when you went to town, you were just, you weren't allowed different certain places. You couldn't eat in the restaurants, you couldn't, they had a soda fountain, and you couldn't go in there. You could go in there and order ice cream, but you couldn't sit down at a table and eat it.
Douglas County's sundown laws weren't officially repealed until the 1970s. And their legacy is central to a debate still raging today. That's because twice a day in Minden, you hear this sound. The siren wails from behind the town's volunteer fire station and can be heard for miles. Town officials steadfastly assure residents it's a tradition meant to honor first responders and is not related to the sundown ordinance. They've resisted calls to shut it down completely. But for many Washoe living in the area, such as tribal official Daryl Cruz, the siren signals enduring divides. He says the communities are entwined, the kids go to school together, and when the pandemic struck, the tribe opened its health center to all.
Well, to me, when I see the resistance from Minden making that change, it's like, what kind of neighbor is that? You know, what kind of neighbors are you guys?
This year, Nevada lawmakers passed a law banning sirens from sounding at times once associated with sundown laws. And in an effort to comply with the law and to work with Washoe leaders, the town recently moved the siren to 5. It's a move that has satisfied only some. And for Herman Fillmore, the Washoe Culture and Language Resources Director, it underlines the challenges to preserve the tribe's way of life.
we have a lot of trauma and loss in our communities. And a lot of the time, what we're still trying to do is piece together that story, piece together that information, bring it forward and create new speakers for the future.
Back on the trail, Fillmore says it's important to understand what it means to be an Indigenous person in America, and Washoe specifically.
Our culture, our language are very unique and distinct, and we want our kids to be proud of those things that we were once forced to be ashamed of.
That culture may be fragile. Fillmore says there are only about 10 elders left who can still speak Washoe fluently. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Paul Boger.